Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, and today we'll be joined by modified driver Nate Heinrich. We'll also hear from Troy from Madison Speedway, Corey from Byers Racing Engines, Doug from Worthington Speedway, and Tom from Napa Auto Parts, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings? Friends, it's me, the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love Full Throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high-quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Hey, Dirt Show fans, this is Sierra Gannon, mortgage lender at Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota. And I've got to ask, is your race shop getting a little small? Is the house packed tighter than a tool cart on race night? Let's fix that. For a limited time, Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota is offering Dirt Show listeners $1,000 off closing costs on a home or cabin purchase. More space, less stress, local decisions made right here in southern Minnesota. Call me at 507-838-2299 or visit reliancebankmn.com today. Reliance Bank, banking you can count on.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
It's time to swap and shop. Now at Napa Auto Parts, turn your old, busted professional brand impact wrench or ratchet, pneumatic or cordless, into savings on brand new Milwaukee tools. Save up to $250 when you trade in qualifying power tools by qualifying brands, like a M18 half-inch high-torque impact wrench with friction ring kit. It's $399 after $100 in savings. Swap, shop, and save during the Milwaukee Tool Trade-In at Napa.
Napa know-how!
A farmer knows every inch of his farm. What worked for someone else may not work for you. That's where the Coles Electric Ag Electricians excel. Whether you need wires trenched underground or power to a remote area of your property, the professionals at Coles Electric have the equipment and knowledge to get the job done quickly and correctly. Providing 24-hour emergency service as well. When you're down, it's costing you money. See ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your family-owned Husqvarna dealer, is the only preferred partner Husqvarna dealer in Minnesota and one of only 40 in the nation. Stop by Miners in Blooming Prairie to check out the dependable Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. From trimmers and chainsaws to zero turns and tractor mowers, we've got what your yard needs. With over 20 years of product knowledge, we also service what we sell. That makes Miners Outdoor your number one choice for lawn and garden.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at weirsmachine.com, ultraforcetech.com, and the all-new circletrackapp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
Maximize your egg door clearance. Hi, this is Callie at Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing. Get the full use of the height and width of your current opening every single time, ensuring easy, stress-free passage for your biggest combines and tractors. Choose Minnesota-made, high-quality Powerlift Doors. See powerliftdoors.com or call 507-374-9306.
This is Justin Melke from Melke Oil Company, this region's premier BP race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on the Dirt Show.
Welcome back here on the Driver Segment, and I am joined by AMOD driver Nate Heinrich. And Nate, like many drivers on the Dirt Show, you started your racing career in karts. Where and when did you get your start in karting, and what do you remember about those very early days?
So when I was younger, I'm going to say back in like 2000, somewhere in there, probably a couple, maybe even a couple years before that. We had a lake place up by Alexandria, Minnesota, and we were up the lake every weekend, and we always went to the races, and we just kind of went to the go-kart track, and I've always been kind of motorsports, four-wheeler, dirt bike, stuff like that when I was little growing up, and I originally wanted to race dirt bikes and snowmobiles, and my dad's like, you know, let's start with a go-kart. Thought that maybe be a little more safer for me, and kind of got into go-karts when I was young, didn't really know what we were doing. Went out and bought a cart. We got all our stuff back then from Jesse Klug back in the day. Anyways, started racing go-karts, and it was fun. Kind of same thing, the racing community, it goes to big cars all the way down to the karts. We had a blast with it. Like I said, we were new to the game, and just kind of learning all the ropes with the kart stuff was pretty fun. Each year, we'd run a different series. We'd win that championship, and then we would move up, and then we kind of got to the end where we graduated into the big cars in the Minnesota program.
Bellingham, Minnesota, population 146 people. It's only a few miles from Madison Speedway. Memories of going to the fair in Madison and going to Madison Speedway as a kid.
Yep. My mom and dad used to take us there, and, you know, I had a lot of favorite drivers, just local drivers that we would go down and check out the pits. But I remember if you didn't get there early, you'd park way in the back, and it seemed like a half mile walk when I was little getting to the grandstands. Just the atmosphere back then, it's nothing like it is now, sad to say, but it was a different era then, and I think that's kind of drew me into it. It was just so addicting, and, you know, the rush of everything to do with the racing part of it, and then the people, too. As I grew up, I'd say 90% of my friends are revolve around a racetrack in one way or another.
You jumped into B-Mods for a few years. How old were you when you started racing B-Mods and memories of that very first full-size car?
So that was kind of the jump. We went from go-karts. We were going to go into the Mod 4 class, actually. And at that time, I want to say it was around 2004, 2005. I was like a junior, senior in high school about. The Mod 4 program, there's talks of Midwest Mod getting real popular. The Mod 4 program maybe phasing its way out, maybe wasn't as popular. So we actually transitioned our plan into the Midwest Modified class. And Danby, Minnesota was my first race. And from being little, watching dirt tracks and finally getting in that car and going out, making laps, taking the green, finishing a race. And I remember pulling back into the pit stall and just sitting in the car, like taking it all in. And it's like, this is what I dreamed of, you know, like what every little kid dreams of. I never thought I would be able to do what I was doing. And so then it was just kind of push ourselves to just be better and try to win as many races as we could. And yeah, the Midwest Mod program, same thing. We've had a blast with this racing thing all the way through and through.
Grain farming is your livelihood. My friend in Algona, Iowa, was out on April 16th, and he said best soil conditions he's seen in 75 years. How do your fields look so far this season?
Pretty good. Same thing. It's probably earlier than we normally would get started. I would say, you know, we could use a little moisture, which actually right now over the last 3 days, we've been getting a nice, probably about the best the rain could come. A little cooler temps than we would like to see with the germination of the corn, but I would say the hardest part was the forecast and the temperatures and deciding if we should go all out and just hammer it all in or just kind of pick our fields. Usually every year we got some farms that they're just not quite fit to get into, and that kind of holds us back from putting it all in. But it seemed like this year every farm was ready at the same time, and the biggest gamble is just the temperature and the weather that we're going through right now and where we wanted to be with crop in the ground.
Then you switched to A-Mods for a short time. Did you see success after switching from the Midwest Modifieds into the A-Mod?
Not right away. We had done fairly well in the Midwest Mod program, and we just felt, you know, we wanted to keep moving up and progressing and kind of challenging ourselves with it. We moved to the A-Mod, and the level of competition, I'm not going to say the Midwest Mod, there's no competition, but when you got to that next class, it was a totally different animal, you know. Quite a bit more horsepower. The cars reacted different. The speed and the competition was just stout. You know, I remember going out, I think, in the first 3 to 5 races and just getting our butts handed to us. And I remember coming back, I'm like, man, we used to win like at least 1 or 2 every weekend we'd go in the B mod. And we got to the A mod, and it was a little humbling, but I think that's what pushed us to get a little better. And we started to find some success in the A mod program. We won a bunch of races, some track championships and stuff like that. And just like everything else, you just got to figure it out and kind of go with the flow with that. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
In 2013, you took a leap of faith and started a small excavating business that really took off. How did that change things? Because now, not only do you want to race, but you've got customers that have needs that need to be met.
Right. So I would say the biggest thing, like for our area, farming with my dad, it's a full-time deal, but at the same time, I'm not one to really sit still. So running equipment and that kind of thing, I've always enjoyed doing that with the farm work stuff. But I kind of could see there was a possibility to make some money with a side business. And yeah, we stepped out. We started an excavation business, kind of just doing small jobs. So I started out by myself, and basically we took about 10 years off of racing. 2013 was like my last year that I raced. We just raced local. I found out real shortly that the amount of work that was getting pushed on us at that early stages of a young business, we weren't turning anything down. We were taking everything we could get. And then it turned into hiring more employees and getting more equipment and stuff like that. I could tell right away to satisfy the customer base in our community that we needed to kind of just put the racing on hold. Nothing worse than being at a job and taking off. The customer walks up and you're in your pickup and you're going to leave. I'm like, where are you going? It's really hard for me to tell them I'm going to the racetrack at 3 o'clock, you know, or something like that. So it just made more sense for us to build the business. You know, it's been 2 years now, 13 to now, we've grown the business substantially, a lot more employees involved. I've kind of built a business where I have freedom now to step away and do the racing stuff that I enjoyed back then. And the excavation business has probably been the one thing that's allowed me to get back into it with the cost of things now. The excavation side has really played a big role in our race program, as well as we started sponsoring some other cars and some local events, stuff like that too. So it's been a blessing for me and my family to have that. And yeah, we're still going strong with it today.
Speaking of not being able to sit still, during that time frame, you decided to add twin boys to the mix. It seems like you must be busy 20 hours a day. And then you decided to add a livestock part of your business.
Yeah, we found out we were having twin boys. And well, I tell you, if you weren't sitting down and the doc tells you that, you definitely were afterwards. But really blessed to have the boys I do, and they're such a big part of our race program now. But yeah, so the cattle thing, so when excavating is slow in the winter and farming is slow in the winter, I'm like, well, what can I do in the winter? We added a commercial black bean side to, everything we do. We have about 150 some head of commercial black Angus. We background them to 700-800 pounds, and then we kind of start the process all over. All winter long, working cattle, dirt work spring and fall, and farming, just kind of everything mixes together. Works good with employees we got. It gives them a lot of variability in jobs from day to day. So it's not like a mechanic where they show up to work and doing the same thing every day. You know, one day they might be on a four-wheeler chasing cows across the pasture. One day they might be in a combine, and the next day they'll be in an excavator. So I find a lot of guys really like the different types of stuff we do, and it really fits well with what we got going on.
During your time off from racing, you focused on the business and family. What tripped the urge to get started again?
Well, I would say we sponsored some local cars and went down with the Washington races. And if you've never been to that, that is one thing you got to see if you're in the racing world. That's quite the spectrum there. But anyways, getting back to what kind of drew me into it, that was the year Tyler Peterson ended up winning the modifieds at the Dome. And being a Wasota guy, and we were sponsoring cars, and I thought, you know, if I'm not going to race, at least I can help people out that are involved in racing. And we would want to be a part of it somehow, but we didn't really want to take the leap to get in the cars and stuff like that. And I actually got to be best friends with TPO and his family. Sponsored them for a couple of years, and then there was just kind of some murmur about maybe getting a mod and joking around. And then one winter we called Rage Chassis, and we ended up ordering a brand new car, and that was kind of our leap back into it. And I'm not going to say it exploded, but it's definitely to the point I didn't expect it to be. I mean, we're two complete modifieds sitting in the shop right now, and nice trailer that gets us up and down the road. And yeah, I guess we could just kind of went full bore right back into it. And it's one of them deals, I don't know that you can really get half into it. It's kind of, you got an all or nothing type of program. So yeah, so that's kind of how we got back into it. I guess I'll blame Tyler for that, but I'm glad it went that way.
Race technology is advancing so fast. What was the biggest change you noticed in the A-Mods during your time off when you came back and said, whoa?
Yeah, I would say, you know, back in the day, I always say back in the day, I'm not that old, but We get the car home, wash it from a race, and, you know, we would throw it on scales and this and that. And when I was talking to Matt Peterson, it was, here's the load numbers, get a spring smasher and load stick, and you go race. So we still scale, but that part of it has changed so much. That definitely surprised me. And then I think just the chassis themselves, we bought a bunch of cars when we were racing mods from Kevin Adams, Buzzy. So we ran the shock cars for quite a while back then. And, you know, back then, everybody had the same stuff. But, like, I get the cars now, and they just seem very technical. One little adjustment, and you feel everything. And I don't know if it's just because I've been out of it that long, but it seems like you had to kind of make a larger adjustment to feel the car move, you know, the shocks and the springs, and just everything has gotten so much better that, like, nowadays we go to a track and we don't really adjust much, you know, maybe a wheel spacer here or there and a tether chain, you know, a quarter inch, and we go race. So that's kind of nice. We don't have to overhaul the car every night to find some speed, but I'd say that's the two biggest things, is just kind of set up stuff and just how everything reacts nowadays from what it used to be.
Most disappointing night at the races. Maybe you had a big one in the bag and something broke, or the car just never ran the whole night.
This probably goes back to the B-Mod days. I want to say, I'm trying to think of there was a B-Mod special in Aberdeen, and we had started a second row outside. We had actually were passing for the leads when Zach Johnson was in a B mod. We were racing with him, and I actually got underneath Zach and I spun him out. So I ended up going to the back. We worked ourselves all the way back up to, I think, like fifth or sixth. And there was another white car with an orange tent on it. And I think we were like fourth or fifth place. And something happened with that car, and they called that caution on me. And I had to go to the back of the field again, and again worked ourselves back all the way up. And I think we were passing for like third place down the back straightaway with like probably two or three laps to go, and our motor blew up on the back stretch. So it felt like we raced a million laps and passed a million cars, all to just wheel it home with a hole in the oil pan. But that was probably the most disheartening race that sticks out in my mind.
What is your biggest win so far in your career?
I guess we haven't done a lot of like big specials. I would say probably just, you know, like our local stuff. Winning at tracks that we won at back in the day. It's fun to get back in victory lane. There's still a couple tracks on our bucket list that we haven't won at since we've got back into it. And it's, you know, I don't know, for some reason it really drives you to want to get back in there just to, I think, prove to yourself what you could do. So I would say there's probably a particular race. It's just, you know, we've been back, what, two or three years now, and I guess hopping back in the wheel and having 15, 16 wins or something like that now, I'm probably most proud of just being able to get back in it and still be a contender with the mod program.
As the boys get older, is racing more meaningful for you as a dad to see them grow and learn?
Yeah. It's maybe not just about the glory and the racing and all that kind of stuff. Racing kind of kept me out of trouble when I was younger. It was one of them things where my dad said, if we're going to race, you're going to race. You're going to work on the car. You're going to be there. And that's what we're going to do. There's no goofing off. And, you know, my boys are 12 right now, and they come in the shop, and the first thing they do is they walk back into the race section of the shop, and it's, Dad, what do you want help with? What can I do? And I'd say them just learning the ropes with the program we got going on now and the go-karts, it really molds, I think, the younger generation, just work ethic. And the more work you put into these things, the better you're going to do. And I'd say when the heat of the summer comes and the kids are doing tires, we're washing cars at midnight, 1 o'clock with headlamps on so we can get ready for the next day, you know, and then to have them hop up on the roof in victory lane that next night, to me, that's probably the, you know, the most rewarding part, is trying to give them that glory that I see as a driver in it, that hard work pays off. And I see that, you know, starting with their go-kart program. They're really focused and they have tremendous drive to want to do good. I really enjoy seeing them grow up around this stuff.
If you could race one track and one track only, which one would it be and why?
Oh boy. I guess not just because it's local, but Madison Speedway is probably one of the nicest tracks and probably most consistent, I think. It carries a lot of speed. It's got really good banking. It can dry off and still be really racy. I would say, you know, probably Madison. I'm a little bit hesitant on picking the bull rings out west, Aberdeen and Casino Speedway. Love the elbows up kind of stuff. But I'd say I think Madison probably takes it on that side of it, just kind of the way it's designed and the speed and the banking, stuff like that.
You could actually race more than you do because you have a lot of tracks that are close by, but working 24 hours a day kind of gets in the way.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to be in the area that we are. If it did work out ever where we could do it, you know, we could go basically 60 miles east of us. We got KRA Speedway on Thursday. We had Montevideo, which was Fiesta City, on Fridays, which is only like 35 minutes east of us. They did drop the modified program. So this season, we haven't decided fully yet. We haven't really committed to a track, but it will be either Brown County Speedway or I-94 Speedway. Those would be about an hour and 40 minutes for us Friday, and then Saturday, Madison, but there's only about 5-6 miles from us. And then Sunday, we go basically 50 miles straight west, and we got Casino Speedway. So we're definitely in a really nice hub where we could race Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We could go 4 nights a week. I physically don't know if I could do that all summer long with everything we got going on. But the nice part is if we want to consistently run 3 nights a week for some national point stuff, we could have that option to maybe move up a night and race a Thursday and skip a Saturday or a Friday, something like that. So yeah, I'd say we're probably in a pretty decent area for where we're at car count. That's another thing. But track-wise, yeah, we're in a real nice location for it.
Favorite special or multi-day event? The Madtown Showdown in your backyard is a fun one.
Yeah, it is. That is a blast there. Obviously, just being that close to home, getting home and sleeping in your own bed, yeah, decent time. But yeah, it's fun to see all the cars on a two-day event, stuff like that, especially stuff with the community and stuff like that. It's always fun to, you know, like a small town to just to have an event like that going on. It's really fun. Some years in the past, you know, we've had some weather events that haven't been all that favorable for that race, but usually the track crew, they do the best they can with it, and it usually turns out to be a really, really nice event.
You mentioned points. Juggling racing and harvest, what decisions do you need to make when you're in a points race and it's harvest time?
Well, the biggest thing is deciding how bad you want the points position that you're in. And the other decision would be is if it's something you're going to go with, you better figure out who's taking your place. During our busy season, there's no days off when it's go time. My family and my crew are awesome. They definitely pick up the slack. There's some days where I end up taking off to the track and I go race all by myself. And the crew is doing their thing with either the dirt business. And that's rolling at the same time during harvest, doing fall projects. So we really get spread thin fall time. So it's definitely hard to leave. But also being as invested as we are into the race program now, it's something that I don't feel as though I want to let everything just sit either in the shop with the amount of things they're tied up in. If we got it, we're going to race it kind of thing. And we got some sponsors that definitely push us to keep competing and push their name and products. So it's definitely a commitment, but we're definitely geared up to kind of do whatever we need to do to make things work.
Goals for the 2026 racing season?
I don't know. I've been telling TPO every year that we don't race for points, and then it comes down to the last 10 shows or something, and we need X more for a top five or something like that. You know, we never really intended to be a contender with national point winner. My thing would be is if we can just, you know, be a top five contender, I'm definitely happy with that. And the amount of work it takes to even be a top five in a modified program and the amount of shows you got to put in, I feel that says something about you as a driver and your team competing in that series. So yeah, I don't know. As of now, I say it every year, we're not racing for points, but actually, you know, I think this year we might push a little harder earlier on and see about mid-season, we'd start running some numbers, see where we're at, what we need to be doing. And you tech usually by then, if you are a points runner, usually by then it's too late. You should have decided that early on. So I'm normally not a big points chaser. We just want to go to the track and have fun and do the best we can do. But lo and behold, it always comes down to, at the end, wanting that next spot in the national point side of it. And I'm sure that it'll come down to that again this year.
Who helps you on the car at the shop and who helps at the track?
I would say the biggest help in the shop would be my two boys, Braden and Landon, and my wife, Amanda. And last weekend, well, it was a couple weeks ago, we brought the trailer home from our farm and we dropped the door and we kind of both looked in the back of the trailer and went, whoa, this thing got put way dirty, you know. And we were out working on a dirt project and she has Fridays off and she kind of just charged at the trailer and got that thing 100% ready, spot free, just cleaned up and ready to roll for the track. And she helps with tires and washing and stuff like that. You know, there's a few nights we come home from Aberdeen from Friday. You know, we get home till probably 1-2 in the morning and we got work or something going on. The car needs to be ready for the next day. Our whole family's in front of the shop and the lights with power washer and getting stuff ready. So I would say my wife, the two boys are the biggest help in the shop. We get to the track. My dad is there quite a bit whenever he can be, same the wife and the kids. And a couple of my employees come to the track quite a bit. And that's about it. We're not a real big crew, just kind of real family oriented thing. And we're definitely happy with that.
And you've picked up a lot of great sponsors on the car over the years.
We've had a lot of people contact us. Once we got back into it, they're like, hey, we'd really like to be on the car, you know. And some of them carried over from years ago when I raced, and they just love being a part of what we do. And yeah, it's something our program doesn't run solely on sponsorship, but whatever the sponsors do give us, it's definitely very appreciated. So thankful for that.
Nate, you made a great decision coming back into A-Mod racing. I don't know, sometimes you may not think that, but as a fan, what a great decision. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, call 455-3524.
Foamcraft Packaging is a small, family-owned company and has been in business since 1988. Hi, I'm Donna Ayers, and I own Foamcraft along with my husband, Bob. We specialize in quality, affordable, custom foam and wood packaging. Let our professional staff of designers, engineers, and manufacturers create a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Located at 400 Alexander Drive in Owatonna, Minnesota. Give us a call at 507-455-2893. Look us up at foamcraftpackaging.com.
Arrow Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Arrow Racing Wheels are built right here at our headquarters in Estherville, Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 30 years. You can't get any more American than that. See AeroRaceWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Midwest Collision. Midwest Collision.
If you have a vehicle accident, go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault. Bob and his staff of experienced painters and body men have over 40 years of experience. Midwest Collision's paint matching capabilities and perfectly aligned body panels will make you forget an accident even happened. Call 507-332-2434. You bend them, we mend them.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we mend them.
Back in action at the Fairmont Raceway Friday, May 29th, with the 4.6-liter throwdown. It's sure to be door-to-door, bumper-to-bumper, great racing action. So make sure to find your way to the Fairmont Raceway Friday, May 29th for the FMT 4.6-liter throwdown. All five classes will be in attendance. USRA Modified, Stock Cars, B-Mods, and Hobby Stocks. And of course, our newest class, FMT 4.6-liters. It's their special of the year, so make sure to be here to support them. We hope to see all of you at the Fairmont Raceway.
Do you know what many top race car teams use for small radiator leaks? It's Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak. Effective insurance that keeps them in the middle of competition. Proven under the toughest racing conditions. And it works the same way in your car. Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak stops leaks in radiators and blocks, sealing the leak while you drive. And it won't clog the cooling system. It mixes with all antifreeze and coolants. Take the advice of top race teams. Use Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak.
See our display at Runnings.
Welcome back here on the Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Troy from Madison Speedway. And Troy, a lot of fans realize that a track promoter's life doesn't end after the racing season's over or in the spring. You're trying to keep that racing surface up to date for the drivers and a surface that will put on a great show for the race fans during the off season.
Yeah, that's always the trick involved, is trying to keep the track so it's racy, not super heavy, but yet not dusty and dry out and burn off tires. I've had different drivers say, now get your notebook out and write down what you did this week. Well, things change from week to week.
That has to do with moisture, humidity, wind. A lot of those factors make a huge difference.
Yes, they do. It's unreal humidity, how much that actually helps keep moisture in the track. This year, we're trying something different. We've talked to a few different people. I've had a couple of the guys that help us. We planted the track to rye last year, so we're going to see if that makes a difference or not. So if you drive by the track right now, you'll see a nice green crop growing.
The season opener at Madison Speedway kicks off over the Memorial Day weekend on Monday, May 25th. What classes of cars can fans see at Madison Speedway again this year, Troy?
Well, we were running the same classes, which would be our local pure stock that we share with Montevideo and KRA and Wilmer. We have Wasota Street Stock, Wasota Midwest Mods, Wasota Super Stocks, Wasota Modifieds, Gen X Late Models, and Wasota Hornets.
That is a real cool pure stock division that you have grown there between the three tracks. Having all three tracks running the same rules, the opportunity to race three times right in your area, that field is growing all the time.
Yes, it is, and it's gotten real competitive, and we're starting to get a lot of young guys in it, so hopefully it's going to help build for the future. Hope is somebody wants to get into racing and have some fun, get some experience, and hopefully move up.
A lot of those drivers have moved up into the street stock division, which is really competitive.
Yes, we had a couple drivers last year move up into street stock, and one of them ended up sharing Rookie of the Year. But we had a little campaigning to do on that one, but we got things solved on that. It is an extremely competitive class. The biggest thing with that is we keep it close to what the street stock are, so if the people want to move up, they don't have to put a lot of outlay into a new car. They can update what they have, and they are perfectly good to go in the Wasota Street Stock class.
Saturday night, July 11th, Timmy Eames, Race for a Cure, Midwest Modified Special, and that brings in a bunch of Midwest Modifieds.
Yes, they put on a good show. The Eames family is just unreal to work with. It's a shame that we have to do this race because of what's happened to the Eames family with Timmy getting ALS and stuff, but they do a wonderful job working with us, helping promote this race. It turned into something pretty huge and special.
Saturday night, August 1st, we were just talking about the street stocks and the DRC Tour Nights coming to Madison Speedway, and that will be the highlight of the night.
Yes, street stocks, can't put my finger on it, but they have turned into one of the most competitive classes around. You have the guys that do a lot of traveling come in. Yeah, there are good chances they're going to be up top, but we also have local guys that are just as competitive, and they run side by side, door by door, put on a heck of a show.
August 15th, the Alt Arneson Memorial at Madison Speedway. And what is the Sundrop Kids Night also that night?
Sundrop Kids Night is our local beverage distributor in town. Sundrop is their main pop that they have. They have been a sponsor for years, and it's just something that we do for the kids, and then they help sponsor it. As we bring the cars out on the track at intermission, the kids get to go talk to their favorite driver, get driver cards. Some drivers hand out other little gifts and trinkets to the kids. Half hour, 45 minutes, they get to wander around the cars. We line all the cars up on the front straightaway and let them have at it.
September, you have two great nights of racing. On Monday night, September 7th, Labor Day, it's season championship night. And then Sunday night, September 30th, the Lacquaparo County Fair. Races come to Madison Speedway. What a great night to be there.
Yeah, Labor Day, a lot of people wouldn't think that Labor Day, with the next day being a work day, would be a big night, but that turns out to be one of our bigger nights. We get a good turnout of cars. Everybody's battling for the last position that they can get. And then on the 13th for our fair, gets a little congested because the fair has high school rodeo there too. But to get everybody in and out, and it puts on a good show for the fans to finish off our county fair. The biggest thing is we don't ever know who's coming and who's not, because the following week, Tuesday and Wednesday, is when the Wasota 100 starts. So some people want to save their car. Some people are looking for the last chance to get a few more extra points. So it's always a crapshoot on that night who's going to show up and who's saving their car and who wants to get extra nights in.
You always end the season in a big way, and today's driver's guest, Nate Heinrich, one of your neighbors about 6 miles away, he loves this event. October 2nd, Friday night, and October 3rd, Saturday night, night one and night two of the Mad Town Showdown.
And it's definitely turned into a Mad Town event. The number of cars we get is unreal for Madison. If we can duplicate what we did last year, and we had a little issue getting started on time, we were a little extra wet, but it turned out for the better because we probably had the best racing the two nights of the showdown that we have for any other showdown we have done. Pulls in a lot of people. A lot of people come spend the weekend. I know Nate, like you mentioned earlier, he had a couple drivers go out to his place and stay, and it just brings a lot of extra people into town.
Troy, if they'd like to find out more about Madison Speedway and your entire racing schedule, what's the best way to do that?
Go to our website, which is Madison Speedway MN. We have our information on there. People try calling me during the week. Sometimes I'm a little slow at answering the phone.
Troy, thanks for all you do out at Madison Speedway and keeping that place a racy place to watch the races. And thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Well, thanks a lot, Clayne, and thanks for doing what you do, too.
Anderson Enterprises have changed their name. Velocity's Inland Center is your racer-owned local provider of apparel and promotional products. Velocity's German-engineered 10-color screen printing machine will make your shirts pop. The screen printer can pump out 300 shirts per hour while maintaining meticulous quality. Screen printing, embroidery, signs, decals, wraps, and banners. Contact Velocity's at 507-351-9244. Mention this Dirt Show ad and get 10% off your next order.
Race fans, while you're here in Knoxville, be sure to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. On race nights, we're open until the races are over, and you can find the latest sprint car apparel, books, and merchandise inside the museum store. Mark your calendar for Saturday, May 30th, for the 36th National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet right here in Knoxville. Tickets are on sale now in the museum store, and we'll see you at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
In 2009, the Outlaw Mini Mod Racing Series was organized by Batwing Chassis founder Nathan Kilwine. Today, you can find the Outlaw Mini Mod class running at local tracks like Chateau Speedway, Mason City Motor Speedway, and Worthington Speedway, along with many other tracks around southern Minnesota, North Iowa, and Wisconsin. Join the fun by becoming a driver in the most affordable class of dirt track racing in the country. Fans can follow the exciting 18-race Black Iron Manufacturing Outlaw Mini Mod Series Point Championship schedule by going to batwingchassis.com. Batwing Chassis, fast, affordable fun for everyone.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be over at Byers Engine Service in Rochester talking to Corey. And Corey, whenever you are building a drag race motor, a vintage car motor, or a dirt track engine, and the client wants more horsepower, the first thing you have to determine is, can that engine handle more power? How do you determine that?
Usually you start with looking at the components that are in it, what they're rated for, start working from there. I guess you got to figure out mainly if the assembly can handle either more RPM, more power, more anything. We got to look at that stuff first.
One of the simplest upgrades, other than some external upgrades, that you can do is put a different camshaft in. But depending on how aggressive a customer wants to get, that can affect a lot of other components.
Camshafts are tricky. I got a lot of guys that come in and don't want more horsepower. They want the big chop, 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 chop sound. They don't care about the horsepower then. They're in big street rod, rat rod. That's been a big deal for us lately. But as far as the performance-wise, yeah, you start putting bigger cams in. It's not always the bigger lift. Everybody thinks it's a lift issue, but it's a lot of duration issue stuff and lobe separation stuff that determines what you can actually shove in there without getting in there and doing bottom-end modifications as far as, or your valve's going to tap your pistons kind of situation.
My dream as a teenager was to install a blower on my 67 Impala. Adding a turbocharger or a supercharger to your street motor can also have its challenges.
Yep, they take, of course, different camshafts for everyone. Depends on how much boost you're shoving, all that other goody-goody stuff. Some actually blower cams. We're working on one right now that wants pump gas, stuff like that, and it's basically a couple step up from stock camshaft. We'll talk to either the blower manufacturers, custom cam companies, and stuff like that, and it's surprising how mild some of the stuff they want to be And then you get into the big turbo stuff, and it's amazing how different it is from naturally aspirated, even nitrous. I mean, they're just it's a totally different world. So everyone has to be cam-picked for that application if you want the most out of it.
I always see something that blows me away when I walk through the building. I saw that BTR intake, the black one, sitting up front in the box, and I'm like, wow, that is cool.
Yeah, that's for an LS. The guy wants it naturally aspirated as much as he can get out of it thing on a budget, so it's kind of not all you can get out of a thing. But yeah, that we're port matching his heads to that intake, and he's got some headers he wants us to try to open up the exhaust ports on. So all that stuff's here for some port work stuff. And yeah, we do get to see some neat stuff that comes in.
More horsepower, less weight will make you faster. How can you make a motor lighter?
We've been through this with some of the dirt track stuff. It's very popular there more than... And I shouldn't say that because we got some drag race guys that all aluminum stuff. And they've broke some stuff and switched to iron and had problems with suspension getting back to thing. But you know, the easiest way is to go like an all aluminum deal. But that is not in the budget of lots of people. So it's lightweight rotating assembly. If it's feasible for the situation, we've done aluminum plugs, we've lightened up the block itself, lightened up the intakes, lightened up, you know, you can do a lot of things to save here and there, but, you know, it's some of it's a budget thing, some of it's simple.
You just touched on this a little. Here at Byers Engine Service, you do a ton of cylinder work. What is the turnaround time on cylinder service here?
Right now, and it varies a lot time of the year, right now we've been pretty backed up, but I got a new machine, so I've been really amped up on using it. If it's just the cylinder or a block to Born and Honan, somewhere in the 2-week mark, something like that, currently it's slowly ramping up.
Another way you can increase your horsepower is to reduce internal engine friction. Here at the shop, you sell specialty oils and additives to do just that.
Yep, we sell driven oils. I'm not big on additives themselves, but I am big on the right oil, right application kind of deal. Same deal, reducing friction. I mean, there's a lot thinner rings than used to be out of the, you know, the 50s, 60s, 70s. It's always the thinner ring on those years was a 564s, 564s, 316s. For now, certain deals were running 1 millimeter, 1 millimeter, 2 millimeter stuff, and high rent stuff. It's even smaller than that. And that all makes horsepower because of reduced friction.
Here at the shop, you always have a couple motors built and ready to go right inside the door if you're looking to drop something in your project this summer, along with gaskets, engine parts, lubricants, and you're also the local BP race fuel dealers.
Yep, that's true. We have, and then we've also taken on Fuel Factory as a dealer too. So we do two different brands of fuels, usually a Driven and Schaefer's oil dealers. Been both of them dealers for a long time, probably the longest one in the area that's been a Schaefer dealer. Like I say, spark plugs, gaskets, about any of the basics, tons of fittings and hoses and all that goody-goody stuff.
Corey, how can they find out more about Byers Engine Service?
They can either look us up on the web, byersengine.com, or give us a call or stop in, 507-282-5586, or stop in Rochester, 2915 20th Street Southeast.
It's always a blast to be here, and thanks for all your knowledge.
You too. Thanks a lot, Clay.
Terrain changes, season change, but Honda ATVs, they show up ready. The 2026 4-Trax Rancher, Foreman, and Rubicon are back, just as reliable as ever. With available 4-wheel drive, automatic DCT, and independent rear suspension on select models, there's a Honda built for how you ride. Visit Primble's Cycle Center in Austin today and count on Honda to get it done. For your safety, read owner's manual and always wear a helmet and eye protection. Honda ATVs are for riders 16 and older. Primble's Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts. We make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See Bulldog Coatings MN.com. Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
Shevlin Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevlin Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpsters. 2, 4, and 6-yard dumpsters for those smaller jobs, or 10, 15, 20, and 30-yard dumpsters for those big jobs. Contact Chris and his staff today for small-town service at a small-town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Welcome back to you on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by the promoter of Worthington Speedway, Doug Tuin. And Doug, tonight is your opening night at Worthington Speedway. What classes of IMCA race cars can fans get to see tonight?
Yes, we have sport compacts, hobby stocks, sport mods, street stocks, A mods, and then we also have a sportsman class and a mini mod class.
Two things that popped up to me right away on your schedule. Coming up next Thursday, May 28th, Prairie Thunder Sprint Car Series, and they will actually be at your track 3 times this season. And then Saturday night, May 30th, you have the Tri-State Late Models that are also going to be back on August 8th. Two great groups of race cars, some different things for the fans to see.
Definitely. We've got a unique set of cars coming this year, way different. The Prairie Thunder Sprint Car Series, it's actually a Worthington event that it's a 305 and 360 together class. We have some different rules so they can kind of be competitive. So very excited for that. We also have the American Sprint Car Series coming as well, which is a pretty big event for us. So they're coming. We have Gopher Midgets coming this year too. So yeah, we have a wide variety of classes coming.
And you speak about variety. June 20th and June 27th, the micro sprints are also there. And when you think about your track and the track configuration, that is a perfect track for them to put on one heck of a show.
It is. It's built for those mini micros. They've been here in the past, and I expect really good shows. I actually have them on the schedule for all 4 of our sprint car nights.
I know one event the fans really look forward to is the return of the Midwest Madness Tour, and that is on Sunday night, June 28th, and that is a great group when that tour comes to town.
It is. We love it. We love that we're on their schedule. We also raced the Saturday night before, so we call that the prelude to the madness, so we have back-to-back nights of racing.
You also mentioned the Thursday night, July 30th, American Sprint Car Series. The National Tour is going to be at Worthington Speedway. And then that following Saturday, a couple days later, Saturday night, August 1st, you have the Western Iowa Wingless Sprint Cars again at Worthington Speedway.
Yes, we had sprint cars for the first time last year, probably within 20 years, and it went over so big we decided, you know, we needed to expand a little bit. We redid the track again this year. We added fencing, and we took out all the steel guardrails, and we got cement blocks in there now. So we're more prepared for sprint cars, so we're excited.
You look at your entire month of August, you are racing 5 times in August, the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, 27th, and 29th is your season championship, and then you end the season with a great event, the Turkey Town Throwdown, which is a great way to close it all out.
It is. It just goes along with Turkey Days here in Worthington. And, you know, we get a lot of cars and we have a lot of fun, and it's a great way to end the season.
Doug, I was watching the progress as you worked on the track over the off season and all of the improvements. You continue to invest in the racetrack, and that is a great thing for the community.
It looks really good. We've put a lot of work into it, the crew has, and they're out there today working on the fence again today. We just continue to do upgrades, and we want to keep Worthington racing around for many years to come.
Fans that have not been to a race at Worthington Speedway, it's a great place to watch racing as a spectator. If they'd like to see your schedule and find out more about Worthington Speedway, what's the best way to do that, Doug?
We have a Facebook page, the Worthington Speedway Facebook page, and we're also online too, so you can find us at worthingtonspeedway.com.
Doug, thanks for all you do at Worthington Speedway to keep making that place an even better place to watch racing, and thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thank you very much, Clint.
Ever dreamed of a replica of your race car? VT's 3D Prints are a local business designing and printing custom 3D mini replicas of race cars. This is a unique way for racers and race enthusiasts to showcase their favorite race cars. VT's 3D Prints also creates championship trophies and custom cars for banquets and special occasions. See VT's 3D Prints on Facebook or call Dylan at 605-261-0197. For a gift that they will never forget.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
Altenburg Construction, backed by over 30 years of experience, is well known for slat replacement. Altenburg Construction now offers the Slat Vision Inspection System to help their customers determine when they should plan for a capital cost. Altenburg Construction also added a new demolition shredder that can take care of any old structures or farm sites, making way for a fresh start. See AltenburgConstruction.com or call 888-435-2210.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Tom Welch from Wabasha Napa Auto Parts. And Tom, you live in a beautiful tourist area here in Minnesota, and a lot of people are pulling their boats and their campers over to your area for the summer. If you're out camping or even tenting and a big rainstorm's coming in, you can go to Napa. You have all kinds of tarps and things that they'll need to protect themselves. And if you're at the boat landing and you bust off one of your tail lights on your trailer, Napa's a place to go. You guys are stocked up and ready for the summer tourists.
We are. We have a lot of lights. We do the boat trailer bearings, the hubs, just a lot of marine stuff for the campers, the RVs, and the boats.
I'm sure you have a few guys rushing in the door that need a deep cell battery when their trolling motor quits.
We do, and we stock several different ones, and this month they're all on sale, so it's a good deal.
The other thing we always talk about here on The Dirt Show is the Napa store is really the hub of the community. For example, if you're over in the area and all of a sudden discover a bad crack in your trailer hitch that needs to be welded, or you're having trouble with your vehicle, or all of a sudden your wiper blade rips in half, go to the Napa store. They can replace your wiper blades in the parking lot and steer you in the right direction to the person in the community who can weld up that hitch.
Yeah, there is a welding shop here in town, and we can steer them that way. Or the wipers, we do go out and put them on for you. We install them and make sure they're the right ones and get you on your way.
And speaking of the batteries you have deals on right now, you also have monthly specials every month at the Napa stores, and there's also the real deals going on all the time, so you never know what kind of deals you're going to find on something you need at Napa.
Yeah, they always have a lot of, and it's always the season stuff that they put on sale and the real deals, so kind of the stuff for the seasons that they have in their flyers, so there's some really good deals.
When they're traveling through the River Valley area, and especially Wabasha, where can they find your store, Tom?
When you come into town, there's a four-way stop or just right up from Quick Trip. It's really easy to find. Or if you're coming from Wisconsin, it's the same. You come up to the four-way. We're right up the street from Quick Trip.
Tom, thanks for all you do in the Wabasha community, helping out your customers, and thank you for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show today.
You're welcome.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at bpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.